Activists around the world are trying to keep Darfur in the news. In that western region of Sudan, thousands have died in a four-year conflict. The government of Sudan denies U.S. accusations of genocide. And the man who represents Sudan in Washington has been getting a lot of attention, too. Not all of it good. He says his country and he himself are misunderstood. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has this profile.
John Ukech seems to be having a hard time getting heard. Some members of Congress were upset when he showed up at a reception earlier this year and took the microphone out of turn. Last month, some of his fellow countrymen got in a shouting match with him at a conference in Philadelphia. And when he gave his first major news conference, the Washington Post blasted him as a propagandist and gave him a nickname, Khartoum Carl.
No Sudanese ever have that name. You know, I think Carl, I remember somebody called Karl Marx. You know, he's a Jew. I'm not, you know.
The Sudanese chargé d'affaires still hasn't gotten the art of diplomacy down, but he is trying to counter what he sees as the bias in U.S. media.
And tell my friends in the Washington Post, they should not make me fun. You know, I'm not a fun guy. I'm a legitimate person. This country, I was born in it, and I'm working for it, and I want to put it back together.
Ukech comes from southern Sudan and says that with the help of the late rebel leader John Garang, studied at Garang's alma mater, Iowa State University. Ukech says he used to protest outside the Sudanese embassy. He only joined the government after Khartoum made peace with rebels in the south.
The government of Sudan now is a government of national unity. All those people who were fighting the government of Sudan are parties to the present government.
And that's why Ukech says Americans should be listening to him. But his stand on Darfur has left him with few friends on Capitol Hill. 3 years ago, he wrote an op-ed in Iowa describing the conflict in Darfur as genocide, explaining that the Sudanese government pitched Arab militias against the African population. Now John Ukech says the opposite, denying that genocide is taking place and blaming rebels for much of the violence.
If you ask me privately what I want to say, that is none of your business now. As an ambassador, I represent my government, and I reflect what my government thinks.
The way Ukech sees it, Darfur is a lot like Iraq, and Sudan may not be able to keep promises to disarm the so-called Janjaweed militias that have rampaged through villages, killing and raping civilians in a deadly counterinsurgency campaign.
The Janjaweed are not any different from the Shia militia who are in Iraq now. Has the government of Iraq and the government of the United States been able to disarm them? This is the same criteria. You cannot know who is a militia, who is a rebel, who is a mere innocent civilian. So it is not easy.
John Ukech has been in Washington less than a year and says he's never met with President Bush and generally only deals with mid-level State Department officials. He says the U.S. is making a mistake by sanctioning Sudan. That just sends the wrong signal to the rebels, he argues. And Sudan could respond by curtailing the one solid part of the relationship, intelligence sharing on terrorism.
If Americans think that we are not valuable to them, why would we continue giving them information? Why would we do that? We are not their slaves.
The State Department recently wrote in a report that Sudan has been a strong partner in the war on terror. That seems to be the ambassador's main trump card as he tries to get heard here. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.